This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
The audio okay?
Yeah, go, dude.
I can't hear you. Sorry, Free Talk Live. Give us a call.
Maybe you need to turn your headphones up.
I've got the headphones way up. It was music. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear. The number, we'll give it to you in a minute here. It's Mark with you.
Hi, I'm Ian.
And, well, you know, you can call in and talk about whatever you want here on Free Talk Live, but we do bring in some show prep, and I have one that we've been sort of talking about on and off for a few years now. It's the Washington Redskins. Now, I find the name of the football team to be offensive. But apparently there has been a poll done, and I've got it here from Forbes. It says...
And are you partially Indian?
I thought I was, but I think that the chances are good that it's probably miscommunicated. I misread some of my genetic information that I got from 23andMe, and that it was more likely a rapey Mongol rather than an American Indian. So, nonetheless, the Washington Post did a poll, or has a poll here, and says apparently they asked a whole bunch of American Indians. And this question, the professional football team in Washington calls itself the Washington Redskins. As a Native American, do you find that name offensive or doesn't it bother you? The answer to this was 90%. It says it doesn't bother them. Now, bother is a pretty minor word, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like... They're not asking you, do you lose several hours of sleep a night over this?
A mosquito is bothersome.
Bothersome. I mean, you know, it's, and it's like, basically, in this case, it's like, has it ever bothered you? Because clearly it's not bothering you at that instant. I don't think people are interpreting it that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I would say, basically, 9 out of 10 Indians aren't bothered by this. And I'm a little surprised by that, because... Redskin is a pejorative. I mean, it's you can look it up in the dictionary, and
that's what people called Indians who didn't like them.
Yeah, I mean, it is it's an insult, and well, for 9 out of 10 Indians to not be bothered by this kind of surprises me, but I like to find facts that I disagree with, mm-hmm. Things that challenge my position, because it helps me grow.
Do you feel like, since most of them are not bothered by it, that you don't need to carry that burden anymore, that you were offended on their behalf before?
I've had a little chance to think about it, and I think the answer is no. I think that my position is still valid, that whether or not they choose to be bothered by it, it's still an insult, and it still shouldn't be the way things are, especially since how easy it is for a professional football team to change its name. Professional
easy?
Football, it is. They've done it in my lifetime.
Okay.
So
I don't know if it's ever easy to change your name. I mean, if you've got a bunch of branding going. I mean, I suppose if you've got millions of dollars to throw down the hole, then if you think it's going to be worth it in the long run, you should do that. But, I mean, you're talking about changing the name on the stadium, the name on every T-shirt, every hat. Every item that you're going to be selling, so get rid of all that old stock.
Well, you can get rid of the old stock, but the old stock's still the old stock. Every year, new stuff comes out. They update their uniforms every year.
And I'm not saying it can't be done. It's just an expensive thing to do.
Well, they're going to sell more product when they do it.
Are they?
Well, I mean, if you have
are they not popular right now, the Washington Redskins?
I've
heard of them before.
They're as popular as any football team.
Okay. What makes you think they're going to sell more product?
Because they've changed everything up. Did the Tampa Bay Buccaneers sell more stuff the year after they changed themselves?
The colors?
All those colors from the creamsicles to the pewter and red and all stuff? I'm sure they did. Because it was a big, exciting time.
But they didn't change the name of the team.
They didn't change the name
of the
team.
When's the last team that changed its name?
Everything else.
I'm not a sports guy, so I don't follow this stuff. When's the last time that happened that you can think of?
Yeah, the Cleveland Browns changed over to, I'll probably get this wrong, because I'm not a sports guy either. The Cleveland Browns changed into the Ravens, the Baltimore Ravens. And
that's not even the same town.
They moved towns.
Well, that's a complete, like, that's a complete change.
Okay. What do you want from me?
But it was the same owner or something like that?
Something was the same. It was the same, you know, that was the team. That was the franchise that moved. Now, they since have returned, as I understand it, to Cleveland. But the...
And they're no longer the Ravens or now they're the Cleveland Ravens?
The, no, they're the, no, they changed, the team moved from the Browns moved to... The
Baltimore and called themselves the Ravens.
And then everybody was so upset in Cleveland that they found themselves, they got themselves in, I think, a brand new, newly generated team.
A new Cleveland Browns.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the Houston Oilers moved to Tennessee and called themselves something.
The Titans, right?
That's it.
Titans.
Titans, yeah. And then they.
Well, none of those things is really the same as what you're talking about. You're talking about having the Redskins stay where they are, right, and change just the team mascot or whatever.
I don't think that has ever happened, that a team has stayed exactly where it is and changed the name. But I can tell you teams have picked up and moved and changed their names. So
that seems like
an even bigger deal, doesn't it?
You know, the alliteration is important, I guess, the two first letters being the same in a lot of those cases.
Like Baltimore Ravens?
Well, no, but in some of those, like the Titans, the Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee Titans is alliterative, certainly. Then the Texans came back to then some other team called itself the Texans, and I think they were newly generated too.
Look, they're all just a bunch of rich guys who are, you know, trying to extract as much money as possible. And if they think that it's
they're doing
going
business.
To, right, if they think it's going to extract you know, more money to change their name, they should do it. If they don't think that it's going to, then they probably shouldn't.
Yeah. Well,
ultimately, I think the amount of money that these events cost is absolutely ridiculous. But if you're a fan, you're a fan, and you're willing to spend that kind of money.
I've spent money on tickets to Tampa Bay Buccaneers games.
Mm-hmm.
One thing
was when they sucked or when they were good? Weren't they like the worst team for a long time?
Yes. We spent money on them then too.
Okay.
However, I would
probably cheaper then.
It was cheaper then. Yeah. It's just now it's cheaper
to go see the losers.
To a Rays game. Yeah. Absolutely. But you know, when it comes to the Washington Redskins, I've never spent a penny. So likely they don't give a darn what I think one way or the other. And probably most of their fans don't give a darn either. Some of their fans, surely of all the people that like the Washington Redskins, some of them have come to the conclusion that this insulting name is unacceptable. And that they should change their name. And there's lots of things they could call themselves. I mean, they're in Washington, D.C. They could call themselves the Washington Crooks and Liars. I mean, that would be really appropriate, right? Senators is an old-time thing. Mm-hmm. You know, teams would call themselves that.
There is already one of those, I think.
Not a football team.
Oh, okay.
They could call themselves...
That'd be a good one to root against.
I don't know. Whatever. I mean, you know, people are... I guess that's the one thing about you know, Washington is that they've got the Redskins. People don't root against them because they're not called the politicians. I don't know. Nonetheless, it seems like it's a pretty stunning poll to me. Let me go on.
Because you figured it'd be higher. You figured, rather, the results would be that American Indians are offended by being called Redskins.
I'm really surprised that 9 out of 10
it doesn't bother
Native
me
Americans.
If somebody says honky. I mean, like, whatever. It doesn't bother me.
I think it's funny.
I think the word honky is funny.
I think it may be a Hollywood made-up name. But,
honky?
Right. But you're probably not offended by any.
Cracker. How about cracker?
Yeah, that doesn't
mean... That's a pejorative, right?
Yeah, it doesn't particularly mean anything to me. Tone.
But that is, isn't that a pejorative, cracker?
Certainly.
Okay.
So
you're not offended by the term cracker?
I'm
so
not.
If it was the, you know, Tampa Bay Crackers, that wouldn't be... I wonder if there is a Florida team called the Crackers. Because isn't Florida Cracker kind of a thing?
Yeah, I think that of things that could be offensive, that might be offensive too. Might be offensive in the other direction. Going
Crackhead would be kind of offensive.
Yeah, I'm not sure anybody's going to root for that team. In general, here's another question I asked. In general, do you feel the word Redskin is disrespectful of Native Americans or not? And 21%, this was asked of 340 respondents.
Of all American Indians.
Yep. Total people, non-tribe members, 23% found it offensive.
Okay.
20% of tribe members found it offensive.
So the tribe members are actually more laid back.
Yes. I'm apparently, you know, this outraged non-tribe member. And then a total is 21%.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. You can share your thoughts with us here on the offensiveness or lack thereof, I suppose, of the word redskin. Mark is shocked and surprised that people aren't as offended as he thought they were going to be. And I think this is great. Shows that most people are just kind of taking it easy. They don't really care about this stuff. They got their own lives to worry about. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bspa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us on the radio here. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. And with you in studio tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way. You'll usually sound a lot better on Skype than you will if you call us on the phone lines. But either way, it's totally fine with us. So coming up tonight here, there's a new video that's out on YouTube. I know there's a lot of videos on YouTube. This one is by a liberty activist, I believe a cop blocker, Brett Sanders. He dumps out $200 worth of pennies on the table of a government bureaucrat who's trying to extort money from him for some kind of speeding ticket. And it's a pretty interesting video. We'll share some of that with you, and we'll talk to Brett about that coming up in moments. And your calls and thoughts, of course, are welcome about anything. Mark, you wanted to talk about the Washington Redskins offending you. You've been feeling offended by that term, even though you are not actually an American Indian. So it's like you've almost like you've taken on this burden of offense.
Well, I think no. You're saying that I'm offended. I can live, and I've been saying Washington Redskins on here because, it's a word. I'm not offended. I think it's an offensive word, though.
I see. But
I think they should change their
name. So it doesn't make you uncomfortable?
Not really.
Okay, well, apparently at 9 out of 10 American Indians, according to a study you cited earlier, said they're not even bothered by it.
That's correct. Not even bothered.
So not that they're uncomfortable.
No.
They're just not even bothered. It doesn't do anything.
That's right.
And that's what you're shocked about.
I am stunned that the numbers are so low.
What made you think that American Indians were, likely to be offended or shocked or bothered?
It's a racially pejorative term. Seems reasonable to me. If you list all of the teams out there, and I've got some Swedish ancestry. I'm not offended by the Minnesota Vikings, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not offended by the Florida State Seminoles. I think that the term, specifically when it comes to the Washington Redskins, they picked a term that is offensive. And that is, to me, even worse than the Cleveland Indians and their their character, that Indian character. I'm not offended by that either. Braves, I'm not offended by that. This one thing I think is this should be changed.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Cav is on the line in Arkansas, and I don't know if my phone screening software is working. There he is, Tav. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Tav?
I was just calling to say I agree with your co-host, because it's not like red man, red skin refers to the pelt that was used to, like when they killed an Indian, it was scalped. It was called a red skin. I think it was $20 for a grown-up, $15 for a female, and $5 for a child. So the red skin actually refers to the killing of an Indian.
Really?
Is that so? Yeah, I had not heard that.
You can look it up.
Look it up.
But
I'm your word for it.
But that's why I like those red man wouldn't be as bad. But red skin actually refers to like a scalp.
Yeah,
because they've been skinned. Gotcha.
Right.
I guess it would prove that you've killed them, and if they're trying to eradicate some kind of threat, then yeah, that's what they're going to call it. So yeah.
The origin of the term, according to Wikipedia, is debated. In particular, whether or not the use of red referred to skin color or the use of pigments by certain tribes, and also whether the term was applied to natives by Europeans or came from language natives used to refer to themselves. Professor Roxanne Dunbar-Ortiz states the settlers were paid bounties and they gave a name to the mutilated and bloody corpses they left in the wake of scalp hunts. Redskins. So very interesting.
Indian Braves, like you said earlier, I'm not offended per se, but I mean, I can understand why people would be bothered by it for that fact. If it was, like you said, Braves or Indians or anything like that, it doesn't seem as offensive.
Yeah, that seems pretty positive. Hey, Taff, thanks for bringing that information to the table. I appreciate your call tonight. Toll free number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Let's talk to Sarah. She's in Albuquerque, New Mexico, listening to Kiva. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, you know your friend that's on the show, the co-host? I know he likes to travel in Mexico. But I'm saying that, you know, all he has to do is just come to New Mexico. It's just like going to Mexico.
Mark, didn't you drive through New Mexico?
Yeah, I spent some time in New Mexico, specifically Carlsbad Caverns and Taos. Yeah, I went to New Mexico.
Well, did you know that we give drivers the license to illegals without the New Mexico driver's license? To with somebody with no green card, anything. They're illegals.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good thing. Why would you call people names like that?
But the whole thing is that there's a big...
I thought you were like a lefty. I thought you were somebody who has compassion for other human beings. Was I wrong about that?
I am pretty compassionate, and
yeah.
They're trying to...
Why are you dehumanizing people?
Because she doesn't like cars.
Wait a minute. Why are you dehumanizing people? Why are you using the term illegals?
Well, the only thing is that we're the only state that's doing this.
I'm pretty sure that's not true.
Okay,
I'll go ahead and look that up for you.
You didn't answer my question, though. Why are you dehumanizing? Those are human beings, aren't they?
Well, you know what? I think it makes a lot of sense. You know what I'm frustrated with is that, you know...
Have you ever committed a crime, Sarah?
Yeah, I think I did.
Yeah, are you an illegal?
I'm illegal.
You are an illegal.
No, I got papers. I'm a citizen.
No. You committed a crime, though, right? Isn't the reason why people are called illegals is because they're breaking the law?
Well, they're undocumented... But here's the thing. You know what? I'm frustrated. They go both ways on a one-way street. You know, because they can't read English.
That's ridiculous.
You know, they can see the arrow. Hold on. There are, according to immigration.procon.org, 12 states and D.C. allow driver's licenses for people in the country illegally as of February the 3rd, 2016. So, yes, other states do. Many of them border states.
Don't you think, Sarah, that people should just be left alone? You know, that if somebody wants to come here and try to make a better life for themselves, they should be able to do that and, you know, not be thrown out, not be separated from their families, have their freedoms taken from them, called names, dehumanized.
Well, that's kind of true. I kind of do agree with having them driver's license, but we're trying to work on having two types. You know, so they could drive, but it's...
I say abolish the license entirely. Let's get rid of the DMV. Who's with me? Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now,
Sarah is not with you. She wants as few people driving as possible.
855-450-3733. I saw a video this afternoon, and I'm going to put it up on our Facebook page here in moments, as well as our Twitter. It's about 5 minutes, close to 6 minutes long. We're not going to play the entire thing. I'll play a brief excerpt from it. It's of an activist. I believe he's in Texas. His name is Brett Sanders. His YouTube channel is called Brett Sanders. It's called How to Pay a Speeding Ticket. He gets $200, $200+ worth of pennies. And that's a lot of pennies. And he dumps them all over the counter of the bureaucrats who are trying to extract that money from him. And it's all on video. And we're going to get him on the line to talk about it here in moments on Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Edition.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And there's a video that was posted today, it looks like, on the Brett Sanders YouTube channel of Brett paying a fine, speeding ticket fine, of over $200 in all pennies. Now, one of the typical ways that if someone pays in all pennies, you know, that I've seen in the past on other videos, they'll do it with rolled, rolled pennies. And I've seen the bureaucrats demand that they count the pennies. I've seen bureaucrats say on video, oh, we can't accept that because we don't know how many pennies are in there. We don't know if you've shorted us a penny. So they'll demand that the person actually verify that there are as many pennies as they claim that there are. In this case, Brett does not do that. He just dumps the pennies all over the counter and the floor in the courthouse. And there's a kind of a cool video with, like, you know, the pounding rap music in the background as he walks into the municipal courthouse in somewhere in Texas. We'll find out exactly where here in moments. Goes up to the clerk and tells her he's there to pay a fine. Now he doesn't have the buckets of pennies yet, so he left those out in the truck or something like that. He goes in, tells her he's there to pay the fine, gives her the slip. She starts to pull it up. He says, hey, hang on a second. I left my wallet or left something out.
Left the money in the car.
Outside. Yeah, left the money in the car. Yes. He goes out, grabs two huge buckets that he's actually custom.
I'm surprised he can carry them.
Me too. He has obviously done a lot of working out because we're talking about probably 20,000 plus pennies here. And they fill the buckets pretty well. He's written on the buckets with spray paint, extortion money, and policing for profit. So he made up stencils. And he painted these buckets black. So he's made his own custom payment buckets. Brings them into the facility shortly thereafter. And again, you know, you got to love the music, which I'm going to try to give you a little bit of it here. We've actually got Brett on the line. I'm going to put him on hold for just one moment. Because they're both on the same audio card. So this is him walking back in with the buckets.
Sound exact change.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're in luck. Two bucks. Of course, there's not enough room on the counter for all these pennies.
No, it's going all over the place.
They're falling all over the place.
Y'all can mail them in your receipt, too.
And he walks.
Just mail me the receipt.
They seem a little unhappy about it.
You got my address.
So, and then he just, you know, walks out like a badass. And it's awesome. It's a great video. So we're going to bring Brett Sanders on the line here now. And just a really impressive job, Brett. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, this is something unlike that I've ever seen. I mean, we've seen people paying with $1 bills. I did that here in Keene, New Hampshire years ago to pay for property taxes. We've seen people pay with pennies in rolls. But this is a first. I don't know if I've ever seen anything quite like this. Have you?
I think I saw one in Australia, and the guy, you know, basically just put his money on the counter and pushed it, you know, at the bureaucrat. And he just walked off too.
Nice.
And I thought, that looks like a good idea. I'm going to go ahead and try that. And got the idea to kind of embed some messaging with the buckets and, you know, with my t-shirts and stuff just to, you know, try and send a message while I do this stuff. So I thought it turned out pretty well. We did some planning and I had some camera guys there. So I thought it turned out pretty well.
So aren't you supposed to be contrite after you get caught breaking the law? This doesn't I don't hear contrition.
No, not at all. No, that's not in the plans.
So tell me about what happened. I mean, that's what people are going to be wondering. You know, how fast are you going and what sort of zone? What happened?
It was a 39 miles per hour in a 30 zone.
Okay.
And coincidentally, I was literally pulled over in front of my house. So as the cop is talking to me, I am directly in front of my house. And so I took it all the way to a jury trial. And of course, you know, the jury convicted me because I didn't really argue the fact that I wasn't speeding. I was arguing the fact that I didn't hurt anybody. And, you know, traffic extortion is ridiculous. And, you know, it went through the whole spiel. And obviously, the jury didn't buy that, and they convicted me in about 30 seconds.
Can you talk about jury nullification in a Texas courtroom?
I don't know, but I did.
You did.
The judge didn't say anything about it.
Excellent.
So, yeah, the prosecutor,
but it didn't
wrote
work.
Up, he wrote up a motion lamine to try and, you know, basically shut me up about all the different, you know, he used, like, conspiracy theories or, you know, court conspiracies or incorrect theories, I think was his term. And I just basically said, I'm not a lawyer. And, you know, I laid out the whole jury nullification thing. And these people were looking at me like I was a crazy man. Like, they've never heard this concept before. And they just believe that if you break a law that I must convict you. And so, you know, it was as expected, and
it's hard to break through to people on a jury. Just for our listeners that don't know, jury nullification is where you, as a juror, have the right to judge a case based on your conscience and how you feel about the law, rather than what the law actually says. So if you knew about jury nullification and you happen to be on Brett's jury, and he's saying, "Hey, you know, I didn't hurt anybody. There's nothing wrong with speeding. We all speed, so please let me go." You could vote not guilty, even though the cops got the evidence that he was absolutely speeding, even though you may have even admitted that, yeah, I was speeding, but so what? You all do it.
Well, right. I think that the important thing to sort of consider about speeding is that obviously there's too fast in a particular on any given particular piece of road, right? Like there's some speed that's too fast. Generally, the speed that they have posted is not the maximum speed that one can safely conduct oneself down a given piece of road. Because, it seems to me, they want to be able to pull people over. I mean, I have been passed while doing the speed limit, because I love to do the speed limit, especially when I've got a cop behind me. I've been passed by police officers on double yellow lines while doing the speed limit because they find it frustratingly slow. Because it is.
Oh,
because
here's an interesting
they've
fact
set it too low. Go ahead.
So I had the cop on the stand, and I asked him point blank, if you pulled over your wife, would you have given her a ticket in the same exact scenario? And he said, no, he would not. In front of the jury. And
wow.
I basically said, no further questions. And, you know, sat down, and that's when I went into my spiel. But it was amazing that he admitted that on the stand. That
it is
literally
amazing.
If you're a wife of a police officer, you're basically a protected class. The
yep.
laws don't apply to you.
And it meant nothing to the jury whatsoever?
Nothing whatsoever.
So in Texas, this is interesting. You can get a jury trial for a speeding ticket. Is there anything in Texas that you can't get a jury trial for?
I don't think so. If it's a criminal case, you have a right to a jury trial in Texas.
That's sweet. We need to
get
that.
Do that every time.
We need to get that here in New Hampshire because there's certain things here that don't qualify for a jury trial, and their excuse is, oh, well, if there's no jail time, then you don't need to have jury, which, of course, you know, there's always jail time if you're facing a fine. What happens in Texas if you don't pay a fine?
Well, I did tell the judge that I had no intention on paying it,
mm-hmm.
and he said, okay, well, I'll give you an extra 30 days, and then after that I'll make a decision. And his decision would be basically to take it to a warrant status. And so they can suspend your license, I believe, if you don't pay the fine.
So there's no sitting in jail over it, huh?
They can't give you jail time over this. So I was willing to go to jail for a day or two. And
but they'll take your driver's license
yeah.
over it.
Yes. They will suspend your right to travel.
That's a much better approach from their perspective.
It is. Yeah.
That's a Smarter. Real carrot stick kind of approach.
Yeah, because, I mean, going to jail for a couple of over the weekend or something like that, a lot of people will trade that for
yep.
whatever the amount of money is, and in some people's minds it'll be worth it. In this case, you know, giving up your driver's license, it's a lot.
Yes, it is.
So, Brett, you were inspired by others who have done similar things in the past, guy in Australia just pushing cash at people. You went in to which courthouse was it, by the way?
It was a little municipal court in Frisco, Texas.
Frisco Municipal Court. You dumped thousands of pennies. How many exactly was it that you dumped?
Somewhere 20,000 and some change.
It's a lot of pennies. Can you stick with us and talk more about it?
Sure.
All right. Brett Sanders is with us from Brett Sanders on YouTube, and you can join us here if you get a question for him. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting a dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have a special guest on the line. Brett Sanders from the Dallas, Texas area, who has just recently gone into a courthouse in Frisco, I believe it was, Frisco, Texas District Court, and dumped 20,000 plus pennies all over the desk and the floor of these bureaucrats who were trying to extort over $200 from him, and successfully did extort over $200 from him, just not in the way they had hoped that he would pay it. The bureaucrat behind the counter desperately pleased that he not dump the pennies out as he dumps them out all over the place.
It is funny.
The video's up on our Facebook and Twitter if you want to check it out. It's pretty entertaining because he shows kind of the build-up where he's calling the bank, he's ordering the pennies, he gets the pennies in these huge boxes that, you know, it's hard to really see the size of these pennies when you're looking at one of the shots where he's just throwing these boxes on a floor or whatever. And then he cuts them open, gets all these, you know, rolls the pennies out and starts just smashing the pennies open with like a sledgehammer or something like that. And then loads them up into buckets, takes the buckets down to the courthouse, and just dumps them and leaves. He doesn't even give them a chance to even say anything to him.
It's not like the police officers gave him a chance to get out of the ticket either.
No, that's true. And he's with us, actually, on the line via Skype. Brett, thanks for hanging out here and discussing this, because I know you said you got another interview coming up, and I hope this blows up into some coverage for you. Has anything happened locally in Frisco or that region?
As far as just like press coverage or something, not yet. I mean, it's so new. I think it's probably just starting to grow.
When did this happen? When did you actually go and do this? Friday?
We filmed this Friday, and I had a party last night, so I couldn't touch finish up the edit until today.
Mm-hmm.
And I had originally planned on releasing it Monday morning, but it was just too good. I had to let it go early.
So let me play devil's advocate here, because I've gotten some heat from some of the controversial activism that I've done in the past. What would you say to somebody who says, Brett, you're ruining the movement?
Well, who decides that? I mean, there's no judge. The movement judge doesn't decide what's good or bad. And honestly, you know, my personality type or whatever, I take really well to this type of activism, and that's actually kind of what sparked me, because I watched you guys in New Hampshire and others just, you know, not causing trouble, but just making waves to where it is controversy. And so
so you would say that some of the New Hampshire liberty activism, maybe some of what happened in Keene, was that an inspiration?
Absolutely. Like the courtroom antics and just the creativity in challenging authority. And that inspired me. And so I found liberty basically through YouTube. And so now I'm kind of just giving back. I'm just, you know, I'm thinking back to where I was and what would trigger my mind into thinking a different way. And so that's kind of my goal with this.
You think that if you were a bureaucrat and you had a bunch of pennies dumped on a table in front of you, that might change your mind? Who is this meant to whose mind is this meant to change?
You kind of have to be receptive in the beginning, right?
I'm thinking they're not.
I started as a minarchist and then just eventually, like, you know, found my way all the way to full-scale liberty. But no, I mean, a bureaucrat is probably going to, you know, just think I'm an ass and, you know, dismiss me. But still, there's right. Some messaging in there, policing for profit, extortion.
Yeah.
These are terms that are not associated with paying traffic tickets. And so at least for a split second, they have to think, wait a minute, why is this extortion? Why is he saying this? So, you know,
I don't think the goal is ever to change the mind of the bureaucrats. I mean, not that that would be a bad thing if it happens.
But
it
the people
happened.
That get paychecks are rarely have the, you know.
Right. They're the last
ones to get their minds changed.
So ultimately, this is a signaling. This is something that will attract a certain type of person who appreciates this and turn them on, perhaps, to the ideas of liberty.
Sure.
And then you never know who you're going to touch, right? So when we made those videos here in Keene, we didn't know who was going to watch them, and turns out you were one of the people who watched them, and now you've made this video, and then, you know, it's already up to almost 2,000 views in just less than a day. So this could catch and could go viral, and that could result in a bunch more people hearing about these ideas. But the critics will say, Brett, they'll say, well, but you're ruining it for the rest of us. You're making it difficult for those of us who want to try to curry favor and respect from people inside the political class. You're ruining it for us.
Well, that's not my problem, really. I mean, I think I've just, you know, I've got my best course of action, and if it sucks, then, you know, no one's going to watch in my videos, no one's going to share my stuff, and the best ideas will win, right? So let's get them all out there. Let's get everybody's, you know, own touch and personal touch on their messaging, and whoever succeeds the most is, you know, the winner, right? And so I think we've all essentially have the same goal, and we all have vastly different ways of going about spreading this idea. And for me, the more controversy that comes with the message, the more eyeballs you're going to get. I mean, and so, you know, holding a little conference and shaking hands and filming a speech is not going to attract anybody who's just in their stupor watching, you know, mainstream TV and entertainment. So you kind of have to punch them in the face with something, and hopefully a few of them are intrigued enough to Google, like, Lysander Spooner or something like that. So that's my idea.
I wish more activists wouldn't worry about what other people are doing. Like, I've never said about the politicos, and I've run for political office, but I've never said about the inside the system folks, oh, you're ruining it for the rest of us by going inside the system rather than joining us in civil disobedience. If we only had you inside the system people outside the system, we'd be able to, you know, end it all. I don't care what people do. I think they should do what they think is right, so long as it's peaceful. I would prefer that they be, you know, loving towards others when they do it, but at the same time, I have an appreciation for the, you know, this sort of this kind of activism, this brand of this is how I feel, damn it, and I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to put myself at risk because you're taking some risk here. I mean, what do you think they could do to you about this? Come up with charges, contempt of court?
We were talking about this and it was sort of iffy if I was going to dump the buckets or not, because, you know, my friends were basically saying they could get you with disorderly conduct or littering or something stupid, or they could manufacture a charge if they want.
They may very well. We still don't know.
And they could still do that. But
obviously you're willing to accept that. Have you been arrested for activism previously? Do you have a criminal record, or would this be your first time if they did come up with something?
Well, I do have a pending case for refusal to show my pistol permit.
Oh.
So okay. That's that for when I was open and carrying my pistol. So I do have a pending case there, but nothing. That's it for activism and court, essentially.
You know, just as an observer, the only thing that I think could have made this video better, because it was well produced, the music was, you know, perfect, sort of like that typical YouTube dramatic rap music that you see behind, like, the pranksters so often.
Uh-huh.
So I thought it was well edited, well put together. I only wished the camera guy had gotten more of the bureaucrat's reactions, because in some of the shots, he was sort of kind of hiding behind a pole, basically, or not really a pole, but, you know, some sort of structure that made it so you could see you dumping the pennies, but you really couldn't see what the lady behind the counter, how she was reacting or what she was saying.
Yeah, so, I wish we had a close-up on her face.
So that would have been my only critique, and maybe if he'd lingered for just a moment longer after you walked out and just kind of got them, whatever they were doing, staring at it or, you know, looking bewildered.
Cameraman is a very bold position, and it is, you know, they don't get the accolades that the person in front of the camera get. The cameraman, you know, I mean...
He did a good job overall, and I think it was great that you actually had one, because most people don't even have enough activists in most places to do anything like this. And you said you had two camera people?
Yeah, I actually had, I think there was like five or six people total.
Nice.
Yeah, so the last little cell phone shot at the end was actually a plant. You know, we had a guy go in
right.
just to act like he was part of the crowd, and he was going to catch the aftermath.
That was smart. I love that as a little bit of follow-up in the video. And you can see all of it. We posted the video over at Free Talk Live's Facebook and Twitter pages. So please go and check it out and, of course, you know, share it, because it's some of the best fine-paying videos, one of the best fine-paying videos, I think, that are out there. Brett, are there any other comments you want to share with our listeners about your experience?
No, but, you know, it feels good to dump those pennies. you can't describe the feeling. So the next time you get a speeding ticket, load up some buckets, go dump some pennies, and take the risk.
I don't think I could have carried one of those buckets, dude. How the hell did you do that?
I was worried the buckets were going to break.
You can see them bending.
Every reason to believe those buckets were going to break.
In the video, you can see them bending as you're walking with them.
Yes, and I was out of breath, so I barely got my words out, so... Yeah.
You could use quarters in it. You know, it might be a little bit easier.
That's true.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, and keep us in the loop. Let us know how this develops, will you, over time? I mean, hopefully it won't develop. Maybe they'll mark your fine as paid and call this a day, but knowing the government, they're likely going to take this personally. And
oh, yeah.
I don't think you've seen the last of the Frisco District Court, Brett.
I will keep you updated.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Brett Sanders from Cop Block in Texas. It's Free Talk Live. Legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.